ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 20 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड Balimara surrenders the universe. Verse number 8. Please repeat. Yairiyam bhubuje brahman daityendrai anivarti bihi tesham kalo grashin lokan nayasho digatam bhuvi. Word to word meaning, yahi, by whom, iyam, this world, bhubuje, was enjoyed, brahman, oh best of the brahmanas, daitindriyai, by great heroes, and kings born in demonic families, anivarti bihi, by those who were determined to fight, either to lay down their lives or to win victory. Tesham, of such persons, kalaha, the time factor, agrasit, took away, lokam, all possessions, all objects of enjoyment, na, not, yashaha, the reputation, adigatam, achieved, bhuvi, in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, translation is as follows. O best of the brahmanas, certainly the great demonic kings, who were never reluctant to fight, enjoyed this world. But in due course of time, everything they had was taken away, except their reputation, by which they continue to exist. In other words, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else. Kindly repeat the translation. O best of the brahmanas, certainly the great demonic kings, who were never reluctant to fight, enjoyed this world. But in due course of time, everything they had was taken away, except their reputation, by which they continue to exist. In other words, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else. Purport. In this regard, Chanakya Pandita, Chanakya Shloka 34, also says, Ayushaha Kshana ekopi nalabhya swarna koti bihi. The duration of one's life is extremely short. But if in that short lifetime one can do something that enhances his good reputation, that may continue to exist for many millions of years. Bali Maharaj therefore decided not to follow his spiritual master's instruction that he deny his promise to Vamandev. Instead, He decided to give the land according to the promise and be everlastingly celebrated as one of the 12 Mahajanas. Balir Vayasakhair Vayam. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Shvapadankitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I would like to humbly beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas to bless me so that I may able to speak something pleasing to Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, Krishna Balaram and Radha Shyam Sundar and Srila Prabhupada, and for the pleasure of all the assembled Vaishnavas. So we have been hearing from this beautiful section from a couple of weeks the pastime of Bali Maharaj and Vamandev and Shukracharya also. So Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya objected Bali Maharaj to give 3 steps of land, but Bali Maharaj was so truthful to his words, and in this verse he decided to fulfill the promise that he had given to Vamandev. So in this verse it is being stated, O best of the Brahmanas, certainly great demonic kings who never reluctant to fight enjoyed this world, but in due course of time everything they had was taken away except their reputation, by which they continue to exist. In other words, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else. So this verse is spoken by Bali Maharaj to Shukracharya. In the previous verse, he also stated Dadichi, Sibi and many other great personalities were willing to sacrifice even their lives for benefit of the people in general. So why not to give 3 steps of land for the pleasure of Vamandev? Of course, Shukracharya warned, what are you doing? Shukracharya is very intelligent. Lord Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, amongst all intelligent people, I am Shukracharya. So Shukracharya knows this dwarf Brahmana, Brahmachari, who came as a Brahmana, Brahmachari, is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. So he told Bali Maharaj, don't give, don't take sankalpa, otherwise he is going to take away the whole universe. But Bali Maharaj actually deliberated, he contemplated. He said, he respectfully addressed his spiritual master. Of course, Srila Prabhupada says he is a family priest, professional spiritual master. He was respectful to him, but he knows the verdict of the scriptures. If the guru is saying, if you don't worship Krishna, then such a guru is deviated from the scriptural injunctions. So Bali Maharaj is one of the 12 Mahajanas, and Srila Prabhupada very sweetly mentioned in the purport, he decided to give the land according to the promise, and he everlastingly celebrated as one of the 12 Mahajanas. So, but Bali Maharaj is never put down the position of Shukracharya in his heart. Here we can see, he is addressing very sweetly, O best of the Brahmanas, he is addressing Shukracharya, O best of the Brahmanas. So, one should be respectful, but one should do what is the required duty, what is pleasing to Krishna. Even Prahlad Maharaj, when he went to the school of Chanda and Amaraka, when he came back, his father Hiranyakashipu affectionately took the child Prahlad onto his lap. And he asked, my dear child, what did you learn in the school? Then Prahlad Maharaj said, Tat sadhu manye asuravarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat hitvatmapatam grihamandakupam vanam gateyat harimashrayeta. So Prahlad Maharaj spoke the truth. I learned that one should give up this grihamedi life and one should go to vana, particularly Vrindavan, Prabhupada says. And one should take to the shelter of Lord Krishna and engage in his eternal devotional service. But he addressed very respectfully, Asuravarya Dehinam. Asuravarya means, best of the Asuras, best of the demonic kings, oh my dear father. So he addressed very respectfully. But simultaneously, he is clear what he has to do his duty. He never give up to devotional service to Lord Krishna. Recently only I was speaking to one of the students in our college where we go for some preaching in Kurukshetra University. So he recently started coming to us to the programs and he started chanting also for 4-5 rounds. And suddenly after 1 month or like that he went home and naturally he revealed what all about his spiritual activities to his parents. And their parents immediately objected him. This is the problem in Kali Yuga particularly. And these parents were worried, what will happen to my child? If he takes to devotional service, he will give up his studies, he will become a saintly sadhu. So they objected him, and this person followed the words of the parents. And when he came back, I was trying to contact him, he was not coming from last couple of days. Then I called him, Prabhu, what happened? You were coming from last 1 month, so what happened to you? Then he said, my parents objected me to practice devotional service, so I cannot disrespect them, he said like that. But actually that is not a proper respect. Proper respect means, actually real respect means assisting one in the service of Lord Krishna. Assisting others in the service of Lord Krishna. Helping others to come closer to Krishna. That is respect. Had this boy had taken to the devotional service, he would have given immense benefit to his parents. But he frankly told me, I cannot disrespect my parents. So, but we can see there are many great devotees like Prahlad here. He was respected his father, but simultaneously he followed what Narada Muni had said to him. Because ultimately everyone's responsibility is towards, ultimate responsibility of the Jivatma or the human being particularly is especially towards Krishna. As the part of that responsibility, we may be responsible to our parents, we may be responsible to the wife, children, we may be responsible to the husband, we may be responsible to the relatives, but ultimately the living entity has only one responsibility, which is responsibility towards Krishna. So that has to be understood. So here Prabhupada says in the purport, the duration of one's life is extremely short, but if in that short lifetime if one can do something that enhances his good reputation, that may continue to exist for many millions of years. So this is what actually stays. Yesterday's grace, Dinabandhu Prabhu was also explaining with some examples how the reputation only lasts, whether it be good or bad, isn't it? The duration of the life, human life, is extremely short. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj also says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kaumaram acharat pragnet dharman bhagavataniha. So one should do some good activity which ultimately bring reputation. So Bali Maharaj also followed the footsteps of his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. He was respectful to the Shukracharya, but simultaneously he did his duty to satisfy Vamandev, Lord Krishna. So this is very beautiful to learn, because the essence of all Krishna consciousness to ultimately give pleasure to Krishna and spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So that is the goal of human life. Prahlad Maharaj says in Bhagavatam, Kaumaram acharat pragno dharman bhagavataniha. So Kaumaram acharat pragno, one should begin devotional service at the age of tender age of 5. One should start doing devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj instructs, because durlabham manusha janma, human form of life is attained after many 84 lakh species of life. This is very rare gift that is being in human life. And in this human life only one can understand about the goal of life. Srila Prabhupada often sometimes says, if a cat or a dog is brought into this class or the kirtan or the class, it doesn't understand anything. It may get some spiritual benefit by hearing the spiritual sound vibrations, but actually the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes somewhere in the purport in Isopanishad, Isopanishad is not meant for cats and dogs. The scriptures are mainly meant for the human beings. Therefore, one has to take it, the instructions given by the great saintly personalities, very seriously. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are being given the opportunity to render devotional service even at the tender age, although we are late, I am late. But nowadays, in the next generation children, they come to the temple with the parents. They are doing very great devotional service, isn't it? Even small children, they may be bowed down in front of the Lord. They do not know what they are doing, but they are getting immense benefit by following the footsteps of their parents who are devotees. So it's a very important instruction that Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport. The duration of one's life is although short, but in the short lifetime one can do something that enhances good reputation. Ultimately, by becoming a devotee only one gets good reputation. All other reputation in this material world, by name, fame, followers, dhanam, janam, sundarim, they're all temporary. They will go away. But if one becomes a devotee of Lord Krishna, his reputation lasts eternally. You see, Srila Prabhupada, he followed the instructions of his spiritual master. Even at the age of 70, he went to America. Who could go off at the age of 70? People, after retiring, they thought of just being staying at the home, isn't it? But Prabhupada took the orders of his spiritual master to the heart and soul. And Srila Prabhupada's reputation is being spread all throughout the three worlds. We sing every day in Guru Puja, Yabhi Yasha Gushuk Tribhuvana. Every day somewhere Prabhupada Guru Puja is going, all over the world, isn't it? Because that is real reputation. Of course, in this material world, people want to become great, but they do not know how to become great. Prabhupada says, if someone or something will become great, if it is connected to great, although we may be insignificant, but if we connected to Srila Prabhupada through his instructions and through his books, through his purports, we can also become great. Although a devotee doesn't aspire to become great, but here it is mentioned here, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else, because reputation only lasts for a long time. So we should, if somebody wants to become great, one should connect to the great personalities like Srila Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada connected to his spiritual master through his instructions, and Prabhupada became great. Prabhupada became the Acharya. He never wanted to become an Acharya. He never thought also. But Krishna wanted to make him Acharya, because Prabhupada was always in the mood of submission and service to his spiritual master. So this is a very important. Many lessons can be derived from the section of Bali Maharaj giving, promising to Vamandev. And one thing I was very inspired to hear while reading the purport. From last few purports I was reading, Bali Maharaj is very highly committed to fulfill his words. He is highly truthful. It is very, very important quality of a devotee.
A devotee is always truthful. In 26 qualities of a devotee also, it comes. A devotee is satyasara, is always truthful. He never takes back the words which he had given to us. This is a very, very important quality of a devotee. In the association of devotees, we should have this simple-heartedness, truthfulness. Prabhupada says, lamb at home and lion at outside. Isn't it? We should be very simple-hearted. We should be very truthful, transparent and straightforward in our dealings with the Vaishnavas. That makes the whole process to be simple. Otherwise, the things become complex, relationships become hampered, isn't it? It becomes a very difficult problem later. So, I am very inspired by here, Bali Maharaj, the quality of truthfulness. He is exhibiting the quality of truthfulness. Many qualities also, fearlessness also, many qualities he is exhibiting. He knows Shukracharya is going to curse him, but still he is fearless because he has taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev. Atmanivedanam, is completely surrendered himself to Vamandev, Lord Krishna. So Vaishnava qualities are so beautiful that if we have one, if we aspire for one, others will also come. One need not work upon many, many qualities. All qualities are connected to each other. All the 26 qualities of devotee, many things were spoken. But important quality is Krishnaika Sharanam. If one surrenders to Krishna, all other qualities will come. Even it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyasti Bhaktair Bhagavatya Kinchina Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasuresura. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam. If somebody becomes a devotee of Lord Krishna, all the good qualities will automatically follow. So Bali Maharaj, because of being surrenderance to Krishna, Vamandev, is all 26 qualities are manifested in his heart. So here he is exhibiting the quality of truthfulness, humility, simplicity, all qualities. So particularly, Bali Maharaj is teaching here how to be truthful. He is highly committed. How can I not? How can I not give the promise to the Vamandev? I have already given the words. How can I deny my words? So Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, this is the austerity of our speech. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam prihitam chet. The austerity in our speech is truthfulness. If somehow or other we are able to truthful, then that is the real austerity. In many places, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about the quality of truthfulness. And in Bhagavatam also, many places, this quality is being talked about. It's a very important quality, particularly day to day, very practical, be applicable in association of devotees. Because we may get opportunity for association of devotees, but if we are not truthful, we may not be get benefited. We will not be get benefited by that association only. We will not be get benefited by the association. Krishna talks about many times in the places in Bhagavad Gita. He talks about in 17th or 18th chapter, I didn't remember the chapter number, but he says while describing the qualities of Brahmana, Shamo, Damo, Tapascheva, Shantira Arjavam Evacha. Arjavam means truthful, honesty. Honesty and truthful goes together. Both are like similar qualities. Same thing. Honesty, being truthful, straightforwardness, they go together, simplicity. Other side, the manipulation, untruthfulness, duplicitous behavior, they all go together. So in the association of Vaishnavas, particularly we should be truthful. If you take the example of Duryodhan, if you talk about in the terms of association, the opportunity for saintly association is concerned, Duryodhan got more opportunity to associate with Vidura and Bhishmadev, the two Mahajans, rather than the Pandavas, isn't it? Because the Pandavas went to Vanavrat, after that they went to forest for 12 years, then exile. But Vidura and Bhishma, they were stayed at the kingdom. And Duryodhana could have got opportunity to take the saintly association. But Duryodhana could have taken opportunity. But actually, he was not truthful. He was manipulative. He was in a duplicitous behavior. He wants to exploit that association. Basically, simply speaking, Duryodhana wants to get his things done by using Vidura and Bhishma. Are in Dronacharya and Bhishmadev also in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter we read. So therefore, although after getting ample opportunity for saintly, so two Mahajans at the same place, Vidura is Dharmaraj, Yamadharmaraj, and Bhishma is Mahajan. Although Dhritarashtra, in Vyasadeva also sometimes, isn't it? But still, he couldn't get benefited by the association. We can see in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. First chapter of Bhagavad Gita talks about how Duryodhana approached his superiors in the battlefield and how Arjuna approached his superiors, that is Krishna. Duryodhana, after seeing the huge army, actually it is not huge army compared to Pandava's army, compared to Kaurava's army, it's not huge. It's actually half of the army. But still Duryodhana was afraid seeing the army. He was actually thinking, the Pandavas must be coming only 5. He was not expecting that they were coming with this kind of army. And he thought maybe one more is Krishna to help him. But anyway, his armies are my side. And Draupadi's brother Drupada and his little army. That's it Pandavas must be having. But after seeing the whole armies, Duryodhana got afraid. He was fearful. And immediately went to Dronacharya and Bhishmadev. And we know in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita we had and studied how he was acted in a diplomatic way. He could have gone to Dronacharya if he is a simple Duryodhan. He would have gone to Dronacharya and he would have told frankly, he's opened his heart. My dear teacher, my dear spiritual master, I am feeling afraid by seeing the huge army of the Pandavas. So please fight. Please fight carefully. Otherwise we may lose the battle. So he could have openly expressed his heart. Then at least Bhishma and Dronacharya would have even showed him compassion. But Duryodhana was not, unfortunately was not simple. So Duryodhana, he tried to incite the anger of Dronacharya in a duplicitous way. So, quoting about Drushtadyumna on the other side. Just see how he is intelligent. Son of Drupada, your disciple. He is saying like that. Because Dronacharya taught Drushtadyumna the skills of fighting, particularly the archery. So he was indirectly inciting the anger of Dronacharya by quoting the names of Drupada and Drushtadyumna. Because Drupada Maharaj and Dronacharya had some political fight. We know that story. I am not going into the detail now. But the point was, Duryodhana was not honest. So many ways he tried to duplicitously act. And ultimately what was the result? He couldn't be get benefited by the association. Rather he lost in the war. He couldn't get. So if the point is, if we are truthful in association of devotees, we get the mercy of Vaishnavas. But if we are not truthful in the association of Vaishnavas, then we lose the blessings. We can see in the contrast, in other, Arjuna, he was very truthful in his dealings with his spiritual master. He is very truthful with dealings with his superiors, Lord Krishna. He openly expressed his heart why he doesn't want to fight. He didn't act in any duplicitous way or try to avoid the fight by giving some unnecessary reasons and try to run away from there. Now he openly expressed, these are the reasons I don't want to fight. And he surrendered and he just heard Bhagavad Gita. So because of the truthfulness of Arjuna, Lord Krishna, the whole Bhagavad Gita came out for the benefit of the whole world. One man's truthfulness. Just see, the whole Bhagavad Gita came out, isn't it? So this is the potency of the quality of truthfulness. This is personally empowered by Krishna himself. Even in 18th chapter of Bhagavatam, we will see, we have studied, in first canto in Bhagavatam we have heard, of this one quality, truthfulness, is empowered by Krishna so much. If somehow this quality, we keep it in our heart, even all the other three qualities, other qualities of the dharma, tapa, daya, shuchi, can also be revived if somebody is truthful in the dealings with Vaishnavas. So this is something is very, very important discussion to understand and to live by it. It is very easy to speak, but to live by it is very difficult. So one should be very truthful and try to be straightforward in the dealings of Vaishnavas. So I wish to give some examples which I was just studying some time back. We can see in the example of Dhruva Maharaj also. Dhruva Maharaj, what was his purpose? To go to forest. He wanted to get a kingdom is greater than his great grandfather, isn't it? But he went there and he was so angry. He felt so bad hearted being felt by the words of his stepmother Suruchi, and went to the forest and he was determined to get the kingdom, because Suniti said, go and worship Lord Vishnu. Of course, Suruchi said, and Suniti also said the same thing. Yes, whatever your stepmother told was true. How can I help you? Ultimately, Lord Vishnu can only help you. So he was trying to please Lord Vishnu. The point was, Dhruva Maharaj doesn't want to get the kingdom in any duplicitous ways. He wants to get the kingdom in only truthful way, honest way. In fact, when Narada Muni came, Narada Muni first of all tested him. You are a little boy, why are you so much taking very seriously the words of your stepmother? Isn't it? This is the time to play. Children, frivolousness and sportive activities are very common. But why are you so much taking very seriously? But Dhruva Maharaj was very determined. He said, he openly shared his heart. He is very truthful, isn't it? He said, oh my dear Narada Muni, if you can kindly help me out, how can I get the kingdom which is greater than my great grandfather? In an honest means, he expresses this word in Bhagavatam. In an honest way, if you can tell me, then please instruct me. Otherwise, I don't want to talk with you, in one sense. So, Dhruva Maharaj was very honest in dealings with Vaishnavas. Ultimately, what was the result? He had darshan of Lord Vishnu face to face in 6 months. In 6 months, he could have the darshan of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, isn't it? So, similarly, we had many examples. We can see in the example of Maharaj Parikshit, isn't it? Maharaj Parikshit, although when he was cursed by the Brahmana boy Shringi, Maharaj Parikshit actually, Prabhupada says in the many times in the purports, so he was inspired by Krishna to did like that. Maharaj Parikshit, being a great Mahabhagavat, he cannot do such mistake. But it was so inspired by Krishna, he threw the dead snake in the neck of the Shamik Rishi. But later on, while he was going back, he was regretting. What did I do? Am I a devotee of the Lord? I should not have done like this. And when he heard the news that Shravanakrishi sent him, that he was going to be cursed. He is cursed actually. He was cursed and he was going to be died by a snake bite in a week days of time. And Maharaj Parikshit, he was honestly admitted his mistake to himself. That's true. Yes. Although it was not his mistake in one sense, because the Lord inspired him for a particular purpose. And Prabhupada says in the purport, Maharaj Parikshit was so powerful, he is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Whereas the Brahmana Shringi was just a mere child and he was a Brahmana. Vaishnava is more powerful than Brahmana, higher than Brahmana. So Parikshit Maharaj could have retaliated that curse. He could have retaliated that curse. But he actually humbly, honestly accepted, thinking that he committed the mistake. So this is the honesty. Because of the honesty of Maharaj Parikshit, because of his truthfulness, Krishna bestowed him the association of Sukadeva Goswami. Isn't it? And through which whole Bhagavatam came out. Let's see. Through Arjuna, whole Bhagavad Gita came out. And through his grandson Maharaj Parikshit, whole Bhagavatam came out. So this is the power of the quality of truthfulness. This is the power of the quality of truthfulness. We have many pastimes we can see in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Srirangam in the 4 months of Chaturmas. He went to Srirangam temple and he saw one Brahmana was trying to read Bhagavad Gita. But he doesn't know how to read or write. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed this daily. And many other Brahmanas, the so-called Panditas of the Ranganathji temple, they would come and make him a fun. They would criticize him. They would make fun of him. Oh Brahmana, what are you reading? Can you quote the second chapter, that verse? Can you like that? Because they know the Brahmana doesn't know how to read or write. Just making, just showing himself as if he is learned. But that was not actually mood of the South Indian Brahmana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him, and Prabhupada, in one lecture, Prabhupada said, this Brahmana was so illiterate, he was reading the book even opposite way. Prabhupada could see that pastime, because Prabhupada lives in that pastime, isn't it? Although it is not mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita directly, but Prabhupada said in one lecture that he was even turning the book like this. So Prabhupada was visualizing that pastime. So when he was speaking, Acharyas entered into the pastimes. So Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, oh my dear Brahmana, what are you doing? I daily see you seated one place and reading Bhagavad Gita. And I could understand that you are not able to read anything also. Why are you doing like this? And I also see tears flowing from your eyes. And the South Indian Brahmana very honestly, very truthfully expressed, He didn't try to act in a duplicitous way. No, I know Bhagavad Gita. I know many verses. He could have told, but he was very truthful and he was very simple. And he said, "My dear Lord, yes, what you said is true. I am a foolish Brahmana." He said, I don't know how to read or write. I am an illiterate. But what can I do? My spiritual master has ordered me to read Bhagavad Gita verses daily, all 700 shlokas. And I am trying to read, to execute the instruction of my spiritual master." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Then why are you shedding tears? Isn't it? Why are you shedding tears?" And Brahma replied, "Oh my Lord, when I see the picture of Lord Krishna became charioteer to Arjuna, all the being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became charioteer to Arjuna, my heart melts with devotion." So how loving is the Lord is towards his devotees. And remembering that pastime, that incident, tears are coming from my eyes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy and he embraced the Brahmana. And it is said that further, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent time with him for the Brahmana in teaching Bhagavad Gita. Whereas other Panditas, although they may be fluent in verses, 700 verses, but actually the meaning of Bhagavad Gita was not revealed in their heart. Whereas because of honest and truthful, the South Indian Brahmana, he was personally had Bhagavad Gita taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So this is the power of truthfulness. We can quote many examples. Whatever is coming in my mind, whatever Krishna sent to my mind, I am just quoting. You can also give some examples if you wish. Yesterday Dinabandhu Prabhu was giving the example of Narada Muni and Mrigari. His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu gave this example. Mrigari was killing the animals, half killing, not even killing also. Narada Muni asked, "Why are you doing like this? Do you know what will you get? And this Mrigari, he honestly said, I don't know what is the destiny that I am going to get." And Narada Muni, by his mystic powers, he showed him, he visualized him, what is his destination, what all he had to suffer in the hellish planets. And by hearing that, Mrigari immediately surrendered to Narada Muni. So sometimes devotees also ask, or sometimes they wonder, how Mrigari could become immediately such a surrendered devotee. He was off killing the animals, he was so hard hearted, but how could he become so surrendered? So one of the reasons is, he's very truthful, he's very honest. Narada Muni said, "Throw the bow and arrow," immediately thrown. And he told, "You just chant Hare Krishna." Then he asked me, "What about my survival? What about my food?" "You don't worry, you just chant Hare Krishna, food will come to you." He kept faith on his words, wasn't it? He didn't do like that after Narada Muni went, "Okay, let me go and pick up my bow and arrow." So is Narada Muni saying that I can get food, how can I get food without doing my prescribed duty? But he was very truthful. If we were there, maybe I would have gone and got the bow and arrow back, maybe. Because I don't have that kind of faith that by chanting Hare Krishna we will just survive. The faith is required. But because of his faith and truthfulness, Mrigari was also blessed by Narada Muni. So we can give so many examples. Even Srila Prabhupada also, when he first met his spiritual master in 1922, he went with his friend Naren. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, whomever you would see, the young people, he would ask, "You are young educated people, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world?" So as soon as Srila Prabhupada and Naren, they were coming from Vaishnava families, they immediately offered obeisances after seeing Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. This pastime happened in Ultadanga in Calcutta, isn't it? The main temple of Gaudiya Math, of where Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's headquarters, isn't it? So after seeing Prabhupada, Abhay Babu at that time, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur immediately said, you are a young educated man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world?" And Prabhupada, he spoke very honestly, he spoke very straightforwardly. He said, he revealed his heart, "You are asking me to preach, but what about India? Is an independent country now. So how can the India's culture can be spread all over the world if India is dependent? So first of all, India should be get freedom." So Prabhupada, he respected, but he expressed his arguments. He presented his considerations very truthfully and honestly. And he heard. That's it. That is what one has to do. When we face some problem, when we face some life, when we approach to the spiritual master or the superior Vaishnavas for guidance, so we have to be very truthful. If you are not truthful, then we miss the blessings. Generally we feel image conscious. Oh, what if I share this to Maharaj or some senior Vaishnava, I have done this wrong thing. So because of image conscious, we feel difficult to share out. But actually when we share, the senior devotees, we will be helped by the senior devotees. They will pray for us, they will guide us. Actually our image in their heart will more increase. But generally we think that, oh, by revealing this mistake which I have committed, oh, I couldn't follow a particular regulative principles this particular day, I broke this, oh, I couldn't follow. So but when we go and approach some senior Vaishnavas or guidance, actually we reveal our heart without image conscious, we will be helped actually. It is very easy to reveal in front of Krishna Balaram. But Krishna Balaram wants us to reveal in front of his devotees. So we have to be very truthful without image conscious. Of course, Srila Prabhupada just, he openly admitted his considerations and he just had it. So that's what we have to do. We have to just speak our heart and just we have to hear what the senior devotees are going to guide us, are going to speak us. Then if we follow that, then as all these great devotees achieved the mercy of Krishna, we will also by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and we can get the blessings of Vaishnavas in our life. So the time is all going to up. Although many things can be spoken, I welcome comments. And if you want to quote some more examples on this theme, you can quote so that the discussion can be more relevant. Maharaj, I request Maharaj if any comments or any corrections. Yes, Prabhuji, please. Please pass the mic. What is the question? How Bali Maharaj is?
Bali Maharaj became demon when he was blessed by Balad Maharaj.
Was ultimately became a devotee, ultimately became a Mahajan. That was the blessing. Pralad Maharaj gave the blessing, Narsingdev gave the blessing. 21 generations from your father's side, mother's side, everyone is going to be liberated. Not only Bali Maharaj liberated, he became Mahajan by Atma Nivedanam, because he is one of the, he is manifesting personification, example of the quality of Atma Nivedanam in Navada Bhakti. So because he surrendered everything to Vamandev, he rejected his false spiritual master, Shukracharya. And by that reason, he became Mahajan. He became a pure devotee of the Lord. In fact, we will see further, we will hear, even after cursing, Shukracharya cursed Bali Maharaj, because you have not followed my words, better you lose your kingdom. And Vamandev expands, he covered the whole universe with 1 foot, and the second universe, the downstairs. And he asked, where should I keep the third foot? And Bali Maharaj humbly bowed down and give his head. And Bali Maharaj goes to the, and Lord Vishnu says, you rule down in the downward kingdom. And I personally will be your gatekeeper. So this is the power of the blessings also. So this is the blessings of Prahlad Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj being a pure devotee of the Lord, Lord Narayana became his gatekeeper. So he certainly got the blessing. He was maybe in the demonic family, but he is not a demon. So that's what I understand. Ultimately, Lord's desire is to glorify his pure devotees. So ultimately, Krishna, whatever pastime he performs, his only business is to how to glorify his devotee. So this pastime, in one sense, we can see, it was just to glorify Bali Maharaj, to bring out his qualities, so that we can appreciate that in our heart, and we can practice in our life. So here we can see the beautiful quality of truthfulness which I presented, I shared with all of you. Although speaking is very easy, but application is very difficult. I beg for the blessings of Vaishnavas so that I may able to practice and apply this quality in my life. Yeah, that may be mode of ignorance, but wherever the devotee and wherever the pure devotee is, but pure devotee is above all the modes, isn't it? Pure devotee being his completely situated in devotional service to Lord Krishna is above the modes. Like Prabhupada, he was in Bauri, the place was in mode of ignorance. But that was not actually, he was not in ignorance. He was transcendental position. So it basically depends upon one's devotional service, advancement of consciousness. Few devotees, they carry Krishna in their heart. Their consciousness is very elevated. So wherever, whichever the place may be, but they are all above the, situated above the modes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanandi.